You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Next month, a new play will take the stage at Fresno City College, and it has a special connection to the community. It's a musical by Fresno City College alumnus and acclaimed author Gary Soto. It's called In and Out of Shadows, and it tells the stories of undocumented teens here in California. Gary Soto joins us now on Valley Edition. Mr. Soto, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How did this play come about? Because when I think of you and your career, I think of you as a writer, not necessarily someone who's producing musicals. But how did this come about?
Well, in truth, I would, you know, if I had another life, it would be one as a playwright. And I got a chance through Emily Cleon, who actually, I don't want to say the word badgered, but she begged and begged for me to write a musical and about undocumented youth, which is a of course, topical, but it's also an area I really didn't know about, but, you know, I came to know.
So how did you go about doing your research and interviewing the teens that helped inspire these stories?
Well, yes, I did work from interviews, and there were interviews based on other young people interviewing undocumented youth. And from those, it was about 200 pages of, material. And from that, I pieced together a narrative that would work well on stage. And some of the testimonies are, you know, very painful. And when I decided to write a play initially, I decided not to make the young people bleed on the page, but really to sing their songs and express themselves in a honorable manner.
What was the biggest challenge for you translating the skills that you have and the normal sort of writing that you do, and then transitioning to writing for the stage and also adding the musical component in? How was that for you as a writer?
Oh, complicated. I love music, arias, you know, to recent, you know, pop things and Latin American music. You know, I guess I like the whole gamut, but I really kind of got myself into a little bit of trouble, and there's so many drafts of this script, which, you know, at the end really does sing, but it's it was one that was difficult. You know, it seems, you know, people have done Oklahoma, you know, lots of musicals over the years, South Pacific, and I thought, well, I could do that too, and it was a little more than I bargained for, but in the end, you know, months and months of writing, it came together.
Again, we're talking with Gary Soto today on Valley Edition, noted Fresno City College alumnus coming back to his home campus for this production with the actors of the San Francisco Youth Theater's Dream Ensemble. Tell us about these young people who are bringing your story to life on the stage.
My wife uses this word. I will not use it, but adorable and also talented and committed. I've gone to many rehearsals, and I've known these young people for about 2.5 years. In and Out of Shadows was produced originally at the Marsh in San Francisco. It had its run of about a month there, and then we decided to resurrect it. And we brought in most of the youth who appeared in the first running of In and Out of Shadows. And, you know, they are really the hardest working young people I've encountered. And they go over and over and over the lines, the dance, the music, and they're always there.
What's it like to see your work on stage being interpreted by other people? When you read a book, it's different. Maybe you see someone reading your book, or you give a reading yourself. You're, in essence, performing the work. Seeing your work, though, on stage, interpreted by others, is that a different experience for you as an author, as a writer, as a now playwright?
Yeah. Yes, it is, because I don't know, you know, I have work that's being read probably in Louisiana and Rhode Island at this moment, kind of forced fun, I would call it, in the classroom. And in this case, I'm smiling. You know, I just, I have the biggest grin probably among all the theater goers. You know, it's a pleasure to see my work, you know, on the stage. But in turn, I kind of get shy, too. You know, they say, here's the author is in the audience. And I just kind of just raise a little hand and just put it back down on my lap. So, but I, I uh, it's really not so much me. I think what's really important here is the story of their lives, of youth have crossed many, many borders in order to come here, and not because they want to, it's because parents have brought them here. And so this young people caught in this situation of whether in and out of shadows. They belong here, then in turn they feel they don't belong here.
I want to ask you now about your relationship with Fresno City College. It has been very well documented, your tenure there as a student and how that changed your life. Now, in the last few years, you've been very involved with the college in a number of levels. What's it like going back to those hallways that you walked as a student and seeing these young faces, maybe fresh out of high school, who are searching for what their path is going to be? How does that make you feel when you see them?
It makes me feel wonderful. You know, I really can't. If it weren't for City College, Fresno City College, I would not be a writer. I would not have this, this life that I'm living right now. Graduating from the 1.6 GPA from Roosevelt High School in 1970. Kind of lost and not really, sure of myself. And City College, I think, gave me that opportunity to sort of grow. You know, it's kind of a cliche, to grow, we want you to grow. But actually, there is growth. And for me, I think the campus was the place to be.
Again, Gary Soto with us today. The play is called In and Out of Shadows. Do you have any intentions to do this again at all? Is this a new page in your book, so to speak?
We would love to do it. We'd love to take it to Merced or Tulare County. The biggest venue, of course, would be Los Angeles and our audience there. It's in a very, very expensive production, and we were lucky to get funding from the Regional Arts Foundation of Fresno and the California Endowment. But it's so costly to do something like this. And the producer is just extraordinary in her commitment to the musical, but also I think the commitment to the youth that that she's fostering. And the problem, of course, is that they are youth, and we can't simply just take them on the road because they are 15, 16, 17 years old, and they have homework to do.
So is this a new cast from the earlier production in San Francisco?
They're mainly the same cast as in the previous edition of In and Out of Shadows, and they know the lines. We reworked the script. They're playing more or less the same characters they played in the past, and they're extraordinary to watch. I mean, every time I see them, I want to get their autograph. I feel really pleased to see them on the stage, and I just can't believe what they can do.
The musical is called In and Out of Shadows. It tells the story of undocumented teens in California. It takes the stage at Fresno City College Saturday, December 6th at 2 p.m., Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m., and then Sunday, December 7th, the matinee at 2 o'clock. Gary Soto, the playwright and author behind this production and so many other great books, Fresno City College alumnus. Gary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much as well. Bye-bye.